You're listening to a 95 BFM podcast.
But in a different world, the film festival, New Zealand International Film Festival program was announced last night. Morena, Sally, how are you this morning?
Morena, Rachel. It's so great to be able to talk about the films.
It's so exciting. This is one of my favourite times of the year when it's just sort of getting cold and a bit miserable and everybody's sick of, you know, sitting inside watching streaming and all that sort of stuff. We can get out and get into a beautiful cinema and see some amazing art from all around the world. You guys must be pleased to have it back in its full glory this year as well.
Yeah, absolutely delighted. There's 129 films in Auckland. That's really fantastic. Last year we had 79 because, you know, we had to do a bit of a reduced program, but this year 129 beautiful gems, and we are so happy to have been able to announce them because, you know, these films, we start programming usually it's a year in advance. This year was a little bit different. We kind of started about February, and
a sprint to the finish line.
It really is a sprint to the finish line. It's honestly, you know, it's I think it's really interesting because, you know, people, the story of how the films come to be in the film festival is a film in itself.
I sort of imagine people walking around with like a metaphorical fishing rod just reeling in great films everywhere they go, but there is an incredible selection this year. I spent literally 2 hours, I'm not exaggerating, watching trailers last night like a huge nerd, and I'm very excited for it. I'd be keen to hear what you're excited for, things you've seen, things you haven't seen. What's sort of the stuff that's really catching your eye, Sally, as the person who sees all of it or oversees all of it?
Yeah, so we have a head of programming who does watch pretty much everything in the festival.
Wow.
Michael watches so many films, literally. I know it sounds like a dream job, but just remember that he watches the good, the bad, and the ugly.
Yeah.
Having to make the selection and how does this fit with who's going to see this? So, you know, all these stories, there's so many stories to tell and so many connections to be made. And, you know, every little film has its own little story about how it came to be in the film festival. But yes, there are some that I have seen, which I absolutely would highly recommend.
Yeah.
Both of them actually that I'll talk about, I saw at Sydney Film Festival a couple of weeks ago.
Oh, cool.
In our festival. One of them is one of the smaller films. It's called Rice Boy Sleeps, and he's a Korean-Canadian filmmaker. It's his second feature, quite young. The film is in Korean and English, subtitled, and it takes place in Canada and in Korea, and is semi-autobiographical. Beautiful film, and just like one of those ones that suddenly you're watching the film and then suddenly you have that catch in your throat, it's just such a lovely film of family and of a woman and her son. Mm-hmm. And I loved it and I would really recommend it. And I feel that what we live with in New Zealand in terms of like our diverse community of people and our large migrant population as well, there'll be a lot of people that this film resonates with.
Oh, that's awesome. So that's Rice Boy Sleeps, did you say?
Rice Boy Sleeps. I loved it. And I'm picking Anthony Shim. One day we'll see him at the Academy Awards because I really love him. I loved his touch. It's a very mature touch for a young filmmaker.
Mm.
And the other film is a documentary, Storm Foretold. Now, this is one that I think you'll like, Rachel. It's Roger Stone, the story of, and it's Christopher Goldbrandsen is a Danish filmmaker, and he went off and to make this documentary about Roger Stone, and it's one of those kind of like perfect timing films.
Oh, I love it when that happens, especially in a doco. It's such an exciting thing to watch and see sort of the filmmakers freaking out a little bit at the same time as they're making the thing. Like, oh, this is
totally
a lot going on.
He nearly dies in the film.
Like, oh my God.
Honestly, it is a little bit crazy, and there are so many moments where you just go, what did he just say, you know, and the whole, and then we, in Australia, when I saw it, we walked out of the premiere, and I was with Christopher, and we walked out of the premiere, and there was Trump being indicted. So what I'm really interested to see is between now and it showing in here in Aotearoa, is what actually is going to happen with all of that.
Far out. That's going to be a fascinating watch.
And he's coming. Christopher's coming.
That's also very exciting. First time in 4 years you guys have managed to have some international guests returning thanks to the pandemic.
Yes. So last year we were really lucky because the very lovely Dan and Dana with Hallelujah made their own way to New Zealand.
But, legends.
Which was so great. But this year it's so exciting to be able to bring filmmakers and they were literally hot off the press late last week, we confirmed that Celine Song is coming.
I'm super excited about that. I think people probably most might recognise her pop culturally at the moment as being the friend with the Sweet Birthday Baby line in... what's the fantastic Natasha Lyonne film where it's like Groundhog Day. She relives the same day over and over.
Russian Doll, that TV show.
Yeah. Celine has the Sweet Birthday Baby line in that, but she's also like an amazing actor and director and has
playwright
done
and yeah.
Incredible stuff. And she's coming.
She's coming. She's coming to Tamaki Makaurau. She's we've got her here and for 2 days, so she's going to be doing Q&As.
That's so cool. And hopefully.
You know, chatting with you.
That's what I'd like to see. What's the film that she's bringing over with her?
Past Lives.
That is going to be amazing.
Past Lives, yeah.
So what's the gist about that one? Because I've seen already a lot of hype online about Past Lives.
Yeah, so it was one that really took people by storm at Sundance. And it's a film that... the rest of the team, so lucky, got to see it at a screening and I had COVID.
Oh, no.
No, I was super jealous. And it's a film that... So I still haven't seen it. So this is the one that I'm really excited to see.
That's cool.
I'm actually now looking forward to just seeing it with a film festival audience.
Yeah,
because,
nice.
You know, and with Celine there, which is going to be even better.
Yeah.
And it is a love story. And it's one of those kind of like almost very much sort of, I think, you know, girl meets boy when they're very young, you know, go different ways and then kind of come back together and what happens there.
Yeah.
Talking to some of the team, apparently towards the end, there's definitely a rustle of the tissues coming out.
Ooh, okay. I'm looking forward to that. I was also really taken by a lot of the music programming this year. Looks awesome. The documentary about Elephant Six, very cool.
Very, very cool.
Little Richard as well, love to see that.
Absolutely, an icon. And also the one that really has got everyone talking in the office anyway is Squaring the Circle, Story of Hypnosis.
Oh, wow.
Who did all the artwork for, you know, like Pink Floyd and Led Zeppelin. And we've been watching that trailer a little bit on repeat.
Of course, from a New Zealand lens as well, the King Loser doco is one that we've had so many texts about already. People are very excited to see that. So I think it's going to be a special year. New Zealand programming's looking strong, as it always does. Any particular sort of highlights for you or things that you'd say keep your eye on for people?
Well, huge fan of Annie Goldson as a documentary maker, and Red Mole, a Romance, I saw as a rough cut and really like it. She's managed to get some amazing footage, and I think I'm really looking forward to her Q&A and talking about how she, you know, how she tracked down all of that footage and the story of the story, you know, how she got that done.
Yeah.
Talking of King Loser, so what's really cool is we are having a gig afterwards as well.
Oh, awesome. Yeah. Who's going to be playing at that?
Chris Hazlewood and special guests.
Oh, amazing.
So that's going to be at the Hollywood on that night. So there are Film Plus gig tickets that will be available next week.
Awesome. That's super exciting. And so what's the deal with getting tickets? Now we've seen the program. How do people go and purchase what they want to go and see?
So right now you can buy multi-trip passes still. So your 5-trip pass or your 10-trip pass here in Auckland. Or you can also still buy live cinema at the moment, which is the circus.
Fab.
And then the tickets for all the rest of the program go on sale next Tuesday at 2 p.m.
Awesome. That is great to see. And keep an eye out for physical programs around and about. Also, if you're one of those people who likes to flick through or carry it around in your tote bag from cinema to cinema. Sally Woodfield, thank you so much for coming in and speaking with us about the NZIFF. Triumphant return this year. Very excited for it. Since we've been talking about Celine Song's film, I actually played this yesterday. I'm going to replay it. This is new from Sharon Van Etten, written especially for the movie. It's called Quiet Eyes. Thanks so much for coming in.
Thanks for having us.
Statues in the park, mosaic faces fading in the rain, recalling memories of loss, but I'm touched in a scale.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.